USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Severe weather cut a path of destruction across parts of Texas and Oklahoma, killing at least one person and injuring at least 24 others. Oklahoma's governor said search and rescue teams are heading to McCurtain County in the southeast portion of the state, where tornadoes ripped apart a church, a school, and a medical center late Friday night. In Lamar County, in northeast Texas, tornadoes damaged or flattened more than four dozen houses. Meteorologist Kelly Cass with the Weather Channel says we had more violent tornadoes overnight.
The National Weather Service, they will head out and survey the damage to determine exactly how many tornadoes we saw. But the cluster of them, especially affecting the northern parts of Texas, into Arkansas, southeastern Oklahoma, lots of trees and power lines came down. So still plenty of debris out there, along with some ponding on the roadways. We saw a good deal of rain with this line of thunderstorms.
Don't forget to adjust all your clocks and watches this weekend.
Most Americans will move their clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night as daylight saving time winds down for the year. About 70 countries and most U.S. states will observe daylight saving time. However, there's a growing movement to end the practice. The U.S. Senate approved a measure in March that would allow states to pick either daylight saving time or standard time for the year. The House of Representatives has not acted on that legislation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thousands of Twitter employees got layoff notices Friday, part of new owner Elon Musk's intention to reduce costs to offset the company's financial problems. This is Business Insider Global Technology Editor Alistair Barr on why Musk is reducing Twitter's workforce of 7,500 people by about half.
The problem is that Elon Musk bought this company with a massive amount of debt. He's going to have, I think, over $10 billion in debt. There's going to be a lot of heavy interest payments on that debt.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We have shots fired at a candidate's home.
Republican Representative candidate Pat Harrigan from North Carolina is accusing his opponent's political ads of lying and publicly displaying his home that has led to a shooting into his home and shots fired at his parents' home, lodging a few feet away from his children. Mr. Harrigan on Fox News Friday says desperation is leading Democrats to do anything to win the election.
It's because my opponent is desperate to do anything that he possibly can to talk about anything other than what actually matters in this campaign, which is the economy, inflation, rampant crime, declining educational outcomes for our kids, the crisis at the southern border. It doesn't matter what he has to manufacture. He is willing to trade my security and my family's security to score political points, and it's reprehensible.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Comments by President Joe Biden about shutting coal-powered energy plants days before critical midterm elections drew fire on Saturday from a key conservative Senate Democrat. No one is building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of their existence of the plant, Biden said on Friday at an event touting his administration's economic policies in California. Senator Joe Manchin, who represents coal-producing West Virginia, said Biden's remarks were outrageous and divorced from reality. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.